In Paris today, police fired tear gas at protesters who turned out for May Day demonstrations for worker rights. To be clear, most protesters were peaceful, as they turned out to chant slogans and sing. This year, many workers are angry at an increase in the retirement age from 62 to 64. President Emmanuel Macron pushed that through without a full vote by the French Parliament. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us. She's on the busy streets of Paris. Eleanor, what did you see today?
Yeah, well, usually, you know, May 1st, May Day, it's like the big workers' holidays. It's usually a time to get out, and they have these marches that are fun every year, and there's people selling hot dogs that they're grilling, and people bring their families out. So that's kind of the atmosphere of May Day, and you sell Lily of the Valley flowers, and everybody has them. Today, there is an anger to it. I did see some damaged, bus stations smashed and some shop windows. I want to point out that that's not usually the protesters. Those are the anarchists known as black blocs that like to glom onto these marches, and they love to fight with the police. So that's probably that. Mm-hmm. But it is sort of an uneasy tinge. What I saw mostly are people who are, you know, they're not just angry about the reform of the retirement now. They're angry. They feel like their democracy is being, like, threatened. And this whole May Day, which is supposed to be a festival of workers, has become sort of an anti-Macron festival. And I thought one sign really summed it up. It had a picture of Macron, you know, as a king. And it said, Macron, it said, without social dialogue, without a parliamentary majority, without popular legitimacy, without you, all alone. So here's one of the protesters, a 28-year-old student named Adrien Arias. And he told me that it's not just about this retirement reform, raising the retirement age anymore. Here he is.
He's the president who doesn't listen to the people. The democratic way was slashed. And obviously, the people of France want him to go.
Eleanor, what do the protesters mean that he's acting like a king? Is this a reference to Macron kind of doing this end-around parliament, being able to pass this without a parliamentary vote?
Absolutely, Scott. I mean, what he did is he did not have the votes. He doesn't have an absolute majority in parliament anymore. He has to, you know, have a coalition with the Conservative Party, which is more conservative than Macron's party. And then he forced it through with a measure. It's a procedural measure called 49-3. And, yeah, people are extremely angry about that. I'm feeling a lot of really hatred and anger for Macron out here today.
Yeah. So what does that mean for his political position longer term?
Well, exactly. What does that mean? You know, he's in his second term. He can't run again. He's got four more years. I mean, people here are saying we are going to protest until he withdraws this law. And I ran into actually a Green Party parliamentarian, and she said we are coming up with a bill to force this law to be put before the parliament. She said that would solve things if this was voted on. And she said, and I would respect it if it passed with the votes. So, you know, France is again divided, but there are, you do see polls showing that a big majority of French are against this reform. I don't know what's going to happen, but Macron is heckled every time he goes out now. His ministers are even heckled. People bring out the pots and pans and bang them. And when the police try to keep them away, They've got an app on their phone now that makes the pots and pan noise. So he's going to be dogged by this for a long time. I don't know how much he's going to be able to get done. The ratings agency Fitch just brought France down from AAA to AA rating because they see social tensions. So we're looking at a tense, I don't know if it's going to last four more years, but it's definitely going to last several more months.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've read that compared to other European economies, perhaps the United States as well, that the French pension system is on relatively solid footing. So for Americans far away, Eleanor, help us understand why this is such a central issue to the French identity.
Well, this is like Social Security. It's why we love our Social Security, and we are also, people say we're in trouble with our own Social Security. They don't have pension funds here on the market. They have the pension pay-in, everybody pays in, the people work pay-in for the people who are retired, and it's like the Social Security system, and it's part of their cherished social network, along with health care, along with paid vacation, and they just don't want it tampered with, and they feel like, you know, most French people actually do retire at 64, not 62, but they feel like, you know, if 62 becomes 64, 64 becomes 66, and little by little, you're chipping away at workers' rights, and they feel like they've fought very hard for that. it's one of the main, you know, parts of their social system, social welfare system, mm-hmm. and people are very attached to it.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, it was great to talk to you, Scott.